This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A hospital official in Gaza, along with AP journalists at the scene, say Israeli airstrikes Saturday have killed at least 44 Palestinians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. City officials in Rafah report the Israeli strike Saturday also killed three senior police officials when a drone strike hit their car. The strikes came hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he has asked the military to plan for the evacuations of hundreds of thousands of people there ahead of a ground invasion. The announcement set off panic. Neighboring Egypt warns that an offensive on the border city would have disastrous consequences. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are packed into Rafah. Many fled there after Israeli evacuation orders elsewhere. It's not clear where else they could go. During an evening White House news conference this week, U.S. President Joe Biden called Israel's military response in Gaza over the top as he discussed efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The comment prompted the White House to quickly reiterate unwavering U.S. support for Israel and its desire to see Hamas defeated. But Middle East Institute senior fellow Nimrod Gorin told VOA's Global Crisis Program the comment is another example of how a growing rift between the longtime allies is becoming more public.
The U.S. was granting Israel immense support from day one after the Hamas terror attack on October 7th, and it was really appreciated and very important for Israel. But currently it seems like there is some conflicting interest between how Netanyahu is taking things forward and how the American administration wants to see them advance, and American leadership, whether it's Biden or Blinken that is visiting the area quite often already also now, are transmitting that more vocally, more publicly, in a way that the Israeli public understands that this rift actually exists.
More on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A bipartisan delegation of U.S. Congress members were in the Ukraine capital, Kyiv, Friday to meet with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky to assure him they would do all they could to get crucial stalled military aid legislation through the U.S. House of Representatives. The delegation spoke to reporters in Kyiv ahead of their meeting with President Zelensky, and Arkansas Republican Representative French Hill explained the politics behind what the holdup is to the aid to Ukraine.
It's delayed this year during the course of not only a presidential election year, but also controversies in the House about politics. But both the elected representatives in the House and Senate and the American people understand the critical nature of America's military support and budgetary support for the country of Ukraine.
President Zelensky thanked the delegation for coming to Ukraine and said news that a funding bill is moving through Congress is good for the morale of the Ukrainian people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Friday hosted his Greek counterpart, Foreign Minister Giorgio Gerapetridis, in Washington for a ceremony in which Greece became the 35th nation to sign the Artemis Accords, committing to the peaceful exploration of space. The accords were established in 2020 by the United States and seven other nations to provide a practical set of principles to guide safe and transparent space exploration and the use of the technology and innovations that come from it. The Greek foreign minister said the accords mean peaceful alliances on Earth will transfer to space as well.
Such meaningful cooperation is today more needed than ever in the light of present global challenges such as the climate change, migration, and pandemics, which directly affect the lives of billions of people, but also in the context of serious conflicts.
Secretary of State Blinken said the Artemis Accords are intended to help shape the future of how countries operate in space and are stronger with the addition of Greece. Officials in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida report two people are dead after a small charter jet attempted an emergency landing on a highway there. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There were five people on board the Bombardier Challenger 600 jet when it tried to land on Interstate 75 in Florida's Collier County near the start of Alligator Alley.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Brianna Walker and her friend were driving when she started recording video of the fiery crash. The wing of the chartered jet hit the car in front of them and then slammed into a wall. Walker says the car was pulverized, saying they were just seconds away from death. Aviation records show the plane had taken off from Ohio and was supposed to land in Naples, Florida, around the time of the crash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.